Wait, wait, stop, that's the one.
Welcome to Zenten Speaks, a show where I make new friends and reconnect with old ones. A show where everyone's stories may inspire you to tell your own story. In this podcast, we encourage everyone to get rid of shame, guilt, fear, doubt, and judgments for themselves and for others, and replace those with love, empathy, compassion, understanding, kindness, and to do your best in everything that you do. In essence, to get rid of things that no longer serve your well-being. To be true to yourself and be honest with others. No need to be politically correct. That's out the window with 2020. Here, we tell the raw, uncensored story, your story. And tell the truth as you see it. Make sure you live your fulfilled life without permission or apologies. So, if you have a juicy, interesting, raw, unapologetic story, and inspiring, please make sure to contact me at zenten21@gmail.com. It is zenten21@gmail.com. Or you can find me on most social media platforms. You know it. The IG, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, OnlyFans. I mean, not really. But yes, OnlyFans. Just kidding. Not.
As you may guess it, my name is Zen, and welcome to the show.
So, the big, now let's talk about the big boogeyman.
Yeah, hit me.
I'm trying to see how I can structure this question here.
You and others, I'm sure.
Yeah. So now the big thing is, when it comes to, so I have not taken a COVID test where they test your antibodies. But I've taken COVID tests at least before work, like 24 hours prior or 2 weeks in advance, sometimes every week, depending on the job who's asking. And as of yesterday or today, I think they're gonna require passports, et cetera. So I'm gonna try to apply for work that in offices, because I don't think office apply to make you take vaccine, because you can also test. They have two options, but when it comes to food, entertainment, it's just vaccination. So we kind of bring back to the Reiki stuff and how it's promote your self-healing. When COVID happened, I remember I got sick 4 times.
You did.
Around
2020. Yeah.
But because I like to practice intuition and I like to practice mindfulness and awareness, I was thinking, how much of it was outside? What word could I use? Pathogens?
Pathogen or contagion.
Right. How much of it was outside contagion that made me sick, how much of it was here? And I had to, when that first time happens, of course, I was like, oh my God, COVID. But then it was whatever. And it happens again. And I was like, And then when it was kept happening, I was like, okay, so how much was it was in my head and how much was it real? But usually when I get a flu, if I get a flu, it would last 3 days top. When it's a cold, maybe 1 day or 2 days, because I do a lot of herbal medicines. Actually, I did a job and they threw away a lot of rosemary and thyme. And when I was working, I felt something tickling, not in my throat, but like in here. So what I've done
wow.
is, so I was like, perfect. They have rosemary and thyme. I had hot water, put it in a cup, and I was drinking. And of course, everyone's like, ew, ew, that's gross. You don't drink that. You put it in food. And I know my intuition says do it, and I did it. And immediately I felt a nice sensation, and it went through my body, and I was having all this stuff. And then that sensation I had on my chest was gone. So I've learned in the past, first of all, if my intuition tells me to do something, to do it. And second, if I feel like a body thing, either a scratchy throat or any discomfort that's not normal, if I'm home, I'll do my garlic with cayenne pepper and honey, of course. And if I'm outside, if I do catering, I see if there's either even white vinegar will do, but if they have apple cider vinegar around, or if they have any herbs, or even sage, et cetera. So I can, because those things are medicine, and which relates to the urine. So now I know I could get a cup and drink that. Because sometimes if I'm not at home, I don't have my herbal stuff. What do I do? I remember I went camping and I didn't know what else to use. And yeah. I felt I was going to get sick and I wasn't home. One of my fear, I don't want to call it fear exactly, but like a better word, one of my fear is I love home so much because there's so much that, so much comfort and so much things that I can use. But I went camping one time and I had a throat problem, and I'm glad I told someone about it. She got clove.
Oh.
And I didn't think about clove.
Yeah.
In hot water, dude, it was gone.
Really?
My friend who was with me says, let's get you to the emergency room. Let's do a doctor checkup. And I think we need to go back to herbal medicine. We need to go back to grandmother medicine and earth medicine and listen to our intuition. And the word, when it says food is medicine, food is real medicine. And when it comes also to Reiki, we need to know that meditation, we can heal ourselves. For example, when I was saying how much was COVID, I don't think it was COVID. I don't think I was even sick even. I was sick. I was making my thoughts sick.
Oh, yeah, because I was going to ask you, like, you know, yeah, what do you think?
Yeah.
Wow.
And since then, I've been watching a lot of Sadhguru videos, and he says something that's very taboo to the Western medicine and a lot of Western people. He says, I don't remember exactly the number he said, but something like 70 or 80% of our sickness is mental. And I believe that 100%.
Yeah.
And he says, all of that, you can use meditation and herbal or anything else. But, and he says, when it comes to outside pathogen, yeah, of course, go to the doctor. You need that. But a lot of our sickness, and he says something, and I believe of it 100%, and I apply in my own life, that stress and depression and a lot of stuff is just mental. And it's us, like, example, stress is living in the future and not living in the present, period.
Period. Yeah.
Yeah. And maybe, absolutely. And I'm not versed on it 100%, but just my personal experience. My personal experience is an opinion about depression for me is, I think it's purely mental, and meditation and living in the present and not the past, because I feel like depression is living in the past mostly than the future.
I love that. Depression is living in the past and stress is living in the future.
Right, right. And I've experienced that, just because when I've been stressed at work, because I'm stressing about someone else is being stressed about what could happen wrong.
Yep.
And when I've been depressed, it was about the past. And so, and funny thing, and not funny, but I've got depressed only one time in my life, sometimes last year, which helped me see a lot of things in my life. And funny thing, the being depressed wasn't about being 2020. I think maybe I told you that, maybe not. Part of my channel will be talking about that, how
I fell in love and all this stuff. So it was like love depression.
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. And that was my first time falling in love for real and my first time being depressed post rejection. So yeah. That was really interesting. And
oh, you're approaching it like a scientist.
Yeah.
I think that's the way to do it. I think that's brilliant.
And with the depression, I could have healed myself, but there is a toxic, there's something feeling good about toxicity.
Of
like, I'm in love and it's toxic. I'm rejected and it's toxic. And we're still interacting with each other, being toxic, and it feels good, but it's bad.
That's deep.
Yeah. And it went a whole year.
I please get into the details on that. I guess I have thoughts, but they're not fully formed. Why are emotionally toxic situations fun? Why do they feel good?
I think it's dopamine. It's part of a drug.
Okay. Yeah, there's that. That it satisfies the dopamine triggers.
Yeah. And that's purely opinions. Maybe a scientist can weigh in on that in the comments or whatever.
I just think, you know, it probably goes deeper in terms of, yeah, you know, the nature of attachment. It gets pretty esoteric right off the bat there. Anyway, keep going. I love this topic.
Yeah. It's pretty deep, but I don't want to get too much deep into it. Maybe another video.
No. Yeah, I thought it would be easier. My bad.
But basically, I was saying how we can use things that are around us, and what are the greatest way to detoxifying yourself and use medicine is something that's you.
Yeah.
Your urine. So basically, yeah. My point was we have our environment and that can help us heal. Even going to the forest, meditating, yes. Or look at the sunset, or taking herbs or whatever. And we have our own body, as you mentioned, the urine, and we have our minds with the Reiki, like someone else's mind or our mind and energy.
Yeah.
And we have all these resources that can help us heal or stay healthy. And I think we need to go back on that, like a quote from Online Up meme that says, what's that word? Make it normal. I don't remember the meme, but something like make it normal again, kind of a meme. For us to use our own bodies, our own minds. And I promote a lot about intuition and I've sing about that. And we're forgetting these things. We're relying so much on chemicals or things that are outside of our bodies. And we just laying down and be like, oh, take care of us while we can do all of that. So I love, I will do my urine therapy and I'll keep you posted about that. Definitely. You have inspired me.
Oh yes. Well then it's worth it. It's totally worth it. And that's fantastic. And you're going to help a lot of people just by this video or by, and when you tell people about it yourself, you become a radiant, you know, beacon of this fact that this is an amazing practice naturally when you do it. And it does relate to the deep belief systems and healing those as well. And I would say that if we have to do a materialist reduction as to why the urine therapy helps with the belief systems and the fear and everything you're talking about, is that water is the place where spirit and matter connect.
Yeah. Water is life. Oh, yeah. So looking at the notes, going back to the COVID and stuff. So I strongly believe, and of course, that's just my opinion and my personal life. Anyone watching this, do your own research, as they say. I'm not a doctor, etc.
Yeah.
I strongly believe with energy being materialized, like us, and using herbs and medicine, we can heal. And I don't know if I ever had COVID or not. I would love to know. But the thing is with the mind, I don't want to know because I'm like, okay, so if I know, what will my overthinking will do? Kind of a thing. And even with the test, I refused to test until jobs were saying, okay, you have to test. Because I wear mask forever.
I don't think there is such thing as contagion, but we can go into that later if you don't want to today.
Say what?
I don't think there is such thing as contagion. I think there's such thing as transmission of detoxification reactions. But in the idea of terrain theory, there's no such thing as a germ, which is independently malicious. I'm using very specific terms very, very purposely here. So if you think, well, there's no germ, well, then how do people get other people sick? Mm-hmm. Well, they're transmitting a detoxification reaction that is useful for your body to use to detoxify itself.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah. Taboo conversations, but they need to be had. And people can make their own research. And the thing about nowadays is you cannot speak about something without someone says, why are you wrong? Well, there's 7 billion people in the world and we all have our own experiences. And even if you think, fine, someone is wrong, move along. It's not for you. That's fine.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we are, especially you, you're so versed into this. And I can, when you speak, I love it. I want to use a cuss word like prior to loving it, but I love it so much because you're passionate and it's your experience. It's me with my experience with, I've cured so many things. And of course, some certain things I've gone to the doctor. I've cured so many things with doing yoga. And my guru says yoga is a tool to use to heal life itself, your body, everything. And I've used yoga, meditation, energy, intuition, and of course, food, which is medicine.
Yes.
And it's my experience. And other people who may disagree, my question could be, okay, fine, you disagree, but have you tried it?
Yes.
Right, have you tried it? And it's like, I'm hearing you talking about the Huron. And I remember, doing things as a kid, but it wasn't for detoxing, I was just doing it. So now instead of saying, I could be like, okay, let me try this because why not? It's not like you're saying, go drink gasoline. It's not anything like that. And
it's not that I'm asking you to convert to a belief system and join my church. I'm saying you have your own sacrament. Right. And I do this for myself and I'm not dead.
So and you're drinking it right there.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. You know? Just try it for yourself. Yeah, absolutely. And like that, first of all, the chemicals, the fucking positive neurotransmitters, the oxytocin, which if anything could be given in a pill that would sell out immediately, it would be oxytocin, that is in this, will just create such a positive feedback loop in your life that you'll love it.
Right. So which brings, because of COVID and which brings to the vaccine thing. So,
yes.
Yeah, so I'm gonna, and I will make a solo video. I plan to make one. Funny thing is, so I post a lot on Facebook about the vaccine. And I think people are now starting to unfriend me, block me, ignore me, which is fine. Because I don't even have an opinion about that, because I feel like if you're going to do those things, because they were incapable of talking to me, having a conversation.
That's correct.
And because my response, when someone bark at me, my response is, I don't bark back. I listen and I speak to them humanly. And because a lot of people, they love to fight, and since I'm not fighting them, so they resort back to blocking, unfollowing, or unfriend, which is fine by me too, because I also respect that. But if you want to speak, fine. But there are a few who ask me, why am I not taking the vaccine? My simple response is freedom of choice. Period. I don't need to elaborate. I don't need to tell you more. And it's funny, they're trying to basically convert you or convince you. They say, well, you have taken this vaccine before and you went to school, et cetera. Yes, you're right. I went to school and I've taken vaccines. I didn't know what I was doing and I was young, first of all. And second, there are vaccines that I've taken, like the tetanus vaccine, the HPV vaccine, and I did those after research in my own willing of choice. My freedom of choosing. And I think that's what the key is for me. I don't know what other people's decisions as theirs. Some people may not take it because they say, I've heard it's not right, or people are gonna have COVID anyway, or it's toxic. That's their prerogative. But my thing is, it's my choice, and I just don't want it.
No, it's one of the strongest arguments, and that's why you hear the apparently, you know, counter argument for it so often, which is, well, you know, you're hurting other people, you're endangering other people if you don't take the vaccine. Well, you know, I thought the vaccine was supposed to work, so if you get the vaccine, you should be good, right? And then also, a medical paradigm that ignores chronic poisoning and detoxification reactions is willingly ignorant and extremely dangerous. Why are you willing to be around people who are constantly shedding poisons and detoxification reactions to those poisons, both vibrationally and literally with broken down cells, which are disgusting, excreting through their breath, through their skin, through all those pores. You hang out with all those people and you're not afraid of it. That's because your medical institution isn't giving you good information. That is dangerous, you know, is hanging around physically toxic people.
And their fear.
And their fear, yeah, but toxic. That's just a little less, you know, concrete, so I don't tend to go there. But yes, absolutely. The fear is catching and compromising to the whole system. You know, I'm sure you know these people who talk about epigenetics, like Joe Dispenza. But I would say the site of epigenetics is the gel water, not only because we're made out of it, but here's the thing about genes and how they express through gels, through the gel water in our cell. You got the little DNA, right? It has to express binding with it, the mRNA, like it deconstructs the DNA and then exposes it. And then the proteins come along and like understand what the DNA is saying and arrange themselves in a way, and then go off and express the DNA. So it's this combination of the DNA opening itself and then the protein coming in and reading it, something like that. I'm not an expert, but what I know for sure is that all of this happens through the medium of the cytoplasmic intercellular gel water. If that gel water is poisoned, the expression of the DNA is compromised. That is the site of epigenetic importance. So let's say you've got bad beliefs. That vibration through the water triggers the DNA to not express correctly. If you're physically toxic, that will distort the gel water, which distorts the expression of the DNA. So let's say you got a bad, you're afraid post getting the vaccine, which I had to get the vaccine in order to see my parents again and keep my job. Maybe I didn't have to in retrospect, but either way, I'm extremely resentful. And
you had to see your parents
and keep my job. Right. I really regret it. But what's kept me sane, like not from worrying too much, is knowing that the water is in charge of the DNA and how it expresses. It really is. So if I get my intercellular water on point, then whatever the hell they're doing to our DNA, we'll be just fine. Yeah.
Right. There, I don't take much Western. And another point I wanted to mention is because of my post, people think I'm against. And I'm glad that I don't know if I learned that or because I remember since I was a kid, I might use the word hate sometimes. First of all, I do not hate people. And if I hate something, I'll hate things. And even with that, I don't hate much. But I'm rarely against anything, and I'm rarely hate, because I feel like those words are even that emotion and that feeling, which I believe that because it's energy, it can manifest as a disease in your body.
Yep.
And I don't want that energy around me. So even another topic for another discussion, when they say be against racism, that's been a thing last year. Or people think I'm against the vaccine. And I never say those things.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, I'm not against. I'm just saying I don't want to take it and I don't need to. I would tell you why. We can have a conversation because I know And it's not because you agree with me, we can have a conversation, because you're respectful and we talk to each other and I love having conversations with you. But those other people, they just want to convince you and they want to beat it down your head and they want to shame you. And the thing of last year, 2020, my motto is no shame, no fear, and no judgment. For me, I'm not going to shame myself and beat down myself and judge myself. And I certainly will not take shame from people anymore. Like, I'm done with that. And I'm so happy whatever happened 2020 personally, not for anyone else, has been great. And people think, oh, I had a great 2020 in a sense of like nothing challenges happened in my life. I actually had a lot of challenges. And it's, as we know, life is how you see it and your perspective and how you go through it. It's not actually what's happening to you. So can you tell us more about how you're resentful and about taking the vaccine, how you regret it? Like,
sure.
Yeah.
It didn't fit in my medical model for me. And so I compromised my own integrity in order to satisfy others because I felt scared, because I'm dependent on others. So I'm much more clear in my mind now that the importance of physical and financial independence from other people, in order to maintain my integrity as who I really am, and self-integrity is essential for my own mental well-being and health, because a divided mind will, in the Bible, they said you can't serve two masters at once. We are a whole body. We are a whole unit. We are a whole mind, and it all speaks to itself. And if it's fighting itself, it's going to kill itself, or at least part of itself. And I think most mental illness can be reduced to two different parts of your mind that are not integrated, that are working against each other. And, you know, talk of integral psych theory is really promising. It expresses most intensely in split personalities, or where, you know, really this person is just totally different from one day to the next. So even medically, these belief talks and self-integrity talks are essential. I would say why is because we're made of water, and water works with fields of psychic integrity or lack of integrity. And if I were to reduce the word psychic, I would say electromagnetic. I would say our beliefs hold different types of charges, and it all is in a milieu that needs to find homeostasis, find balance. So, you know, what I'm good for is reducing these mental concepts into something like sounding more scientific, like fields, water, stuff like that. That's what I like to do. But that does not mean that I don't principally value these like emotional talks when it comes to feeling and being healthy. I think it's primary. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's very important. Basically hearing you talking about integrity with yourself inspires me and makes me more, holding down to the ship kind of a thing. I don't know if there's a term.
Solid within yourself.
Right. And funny thing is, some people when I make those posts online, they're supportive, saying something like, keep your values. I hear you, kind of a thing. And I love that. They're not saying, oh, I'm pro this, you should take it, or I'm against this too. And it's funny, I've noticed people who tend to be on my side, and I'm glad to have those people, instead of saying, oh, let me talk bad about this too, da, 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 da. Because I'm not sitting around talking bad about the thing. I'm just saying, hey, this is what's happening at work, or this is what's happening. And but Facebook's kind of like a way to like rent or vent or whatever. So I'm saying, oh, at work, we need to take this. Or maybe I'm going to do this thing because I'm entrepreneur and I like to get different ideas and do new things. Yeah. And I made a post about, I don't remember what the post exactly was. Maybe I'll put it on the screen. It says something like, if I am forced to do something against my will and I don't really want to do it, what is the point of life? What is the point of living? And what is the point of thinking I have freedom? And I understand people saying it's a free country or you don't have freedom. But in my perception of living, in a grand scheme of things, let's just say we don't have freedom, fine. But in my perception of sitting here, I feel I am blessed, I am grateful, and I have the freedom that's I can see. So I have the freedom of choosing, of saying, no, I don't want this. So if they break down the door and put it in my arm, I can still have that freedom to fight them, even if they give it to me. And that's my integrity of holding on to myself. So if I say, well, this is why I like to make a joke calling it the mark of the beast, now that I'm no religious, and now that someone asked me some question, I said, I'm just a troll, because I like to say things to make you think and get out of your own box to wild you up, etc.
It's a service, yes.
Yeah. So I like to say I'm a provocateur. So I said, I call it Mark of the Beast because I'm like, okay, so you cannot do things outside your home unless you take it, and you cannot work. Basically, as the Mark of the Beast story states, without that mark, you cannot buy things and you cannot exchange and you cannot live. So that's why I call it that and making a joke. But it's literally what it is, because as of this week, I've been thinking, and I'm glad prior to that, I've had a lot of other source of incomes, which are not making me a millionaire or even have a lot of money, but I'm grateful for those. And I'm blessed to even have the mentality to actually thinking and doing it.
So, yeah, things are getting a lot more like, oh shit, I'm glad I can keep my place. And I'm glad I can, you know, have cheap medicine, and you know, things are getting really real, and it's bringing out the truth and how people are composed psychologically. So lions like yourself are beginning to roar, for example, and you know, people who have been dependent on the system are sliding into deeper dependence, when it's becoming clear to me that the system is looking to profit and kill people. So people are going to lose money and die at a more rapid rate if they are in fear. It seems like they're gonna lose money and die if they don't do what you have to do in order to function in the economy. I don't think that's the case. I think that the life force, the vitality in the people who are becoming more self-sufficient will create a network of bartering and love that will function to keep strong souls alive on planet Earth for whatever is coming down the road.
Right, exactly. Because there will be many challenges. Like we didn't see this coming as in factual.
Yeah. But
funny thing is, if I could go back in my timeline on Facebook, when you were talking about a vaccine, I said there will be not a passport, but I said there will be a minute or something like that for you.
Good for you. Wow.
And I was making a joke.
Yeah.
And of course, those people who are against and who like to fight, call me a conspiracy theorist. You know, I am that. Because
you gotta repost that. You gotta repost that. When did you freaking say that, man? How many years ago?
Last year.
Oh, but just still,
like here, when it was like first thing, I don't remember exactly what month, maybe like July or August,
something like that. That's like four months in. Oh yeah, no, we were like, you know, just 10 days to flatten the curve, and then months, you know, the fall. And,
Yeah, when they started talking about vaccinating, I was pretty skeptical about it. Not because I don't trust things and all this stuff. I just like to think for myself and keep that integrity of freedom. So I'm like, okay, so if they say you cannot work unless you take it, and you know what I was thinking? I'm so grateful. I did not have fear. Because wow. In the past or other things, you would have fear.
Yep.
Number one thing that's important for me to live is my shelter. I can find free food. I don't need a phone. If I can have my apartment, that's the only thing. Yeah.
There's literally free food and medicine.
Right. Right. And which your body produce. So yeah. If I can pay my rent, let's say all I need is $900 a month.
Cool.
Literally. I don't need to go anywhere. I can just sit, make my $900, sit at home until this all blows over.
Yeah. And if the world really blows up, you know, horrible, and like, you know, rent isn't even a question anymore. If you can just board up your house and live off prana. Anyway, I'm making
what?
A joke.
Prana?
Live off prana and pee. You can board up your house and just say the whole thing. Yeah, it's right, a bit of yeah. a joke. Just a bit of a joke.
Yeah, and I'm not worried about food because we throw away 40% of our food that we make. And I know where to get food. So I stated online, I'm not above being homeless, not like not having a home to live, but I'm not above panhandling, going on the streets to find food in the garbage, or even ask people for money, because I'm going to live through my freedom of choosing to do those things instead of going to work in exchange for two shots or even three shots.
Yep.
And I'm gonna die on that hill. I don't give a what.
I'm proud of you.
Maybe it's my ego talking. Well, I don't want to say maybe, but from what I'm thinking, it is definitely ego, because
well,
what I want to say is, when this all blows over, I want to say I did not have to exchange my integrity for this.
Yep.
And I'm sorry that you went through what you went through. However, I want to say that you went through it for a personal purpose in your life. And in hindsight, you're going to see why and what and who and how.
Oh, I can already go into that, because you're absolutely right. Well, one of the reasons why I got it was so I could go home efficiently and tell my parents about what I've learned and some of the evidence that I've gathered personally about being able to give myself a fever by nebulizing my urine, which absolutely made me blew the lid off of germ theory and got me convinced of terrain theory. And I was like, I don't think there really is such thing as, and I tried to explain to them. They didn't listen, but that meant a lot to me personally to be able to explain to them this new medical paradigm that I really believe in and have personal experience with and evidence for, much less there's a whole body of work being rapidly produced on that currently. You know, your parents are a big karmic connection, and serving your parents is one of the best things you can do for the your spiritual development, in my opinion. So literally it was worth it almost medically for me to do that, because the personal integrity that I gained from that activity after being able to go home and visit my parents because I took the shot. My mom literally wrote for parenting magazines about why vaccines are fantastic for you. So, you know, it's a big thing in my family. So being able to take a calm, centered, and personal integral stand while still respecting my parents was a huge plus. Other than that, I'm in a pretty tough spot financially, so it was good to keep my catering job, and I was scared. But yeah, like with my detox protocols and the urine, I feel fucking safe, man. I feel totally, totally safe. You know, I took a shot. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. You know, there's less and less talk about it being like an mRNA thing and more about like the graphene oxide and all that, or even like mold that it then like, you know, makes you susceptible to. That, of course, it's about poisons and not about genetic manipulation. The whole gene thing has been so overblown by industry that wants to make money off of genetic patents. That's why we have a culture obsessed with genes, is because you can patent genes and gene therapies. They've been failing at making any traction on these gene therapies since Richard Nixon. If gene therapies worked and like the gene theories of medicine really worked, we have a lot more respect for them by now, because literally with that shit in the 50s. Yeah. And the only reason why it's stuck around is because you can patent that shit. But really, we have no idea what we're doing with genes, which is also why it's up to make an mRNA vaccine. But really, I bet it's more just the average toxicity issue. And we've got some really bioavailable toxins in these vaccines. But I'm on some of the best freaking detox protocols ever, and I feel great. And I hardly have to eat anything anymore because of this shit. So I'm fine.
Yeah, fine. That's awesome.
Which also feels pretty badass to fucking feel fine when you like know why there's an issue. And so that's cool.
Yeah, when you have no fear, I feel that I've noticed at work and online, people are offended or afraid of your courage and no fear and your...
Yeah. It's because they're afraid of that side of themselves, right? So, I mean, you know.
Right.
But it's just you're triggering their own shit with themselves. Mm-hmm. That's all that's going on there.
And to make the record straight for everyone, we're not talking shit about anything, and we're not against anything. We're just talking about
You do a better job at holding that vibe, and that's really beautiful to see how you keep, first of all, your tone of voice so calm, but also with talking about the importance of personal integrity and going so far as to say, what's the point of living, and then showing the power of it. Yeah, you're doing a really good job with that. Yeah, absolutely. And it might sound like you're avoiding the issue by talking about this and not talking about the applications of it, but it's such an important topic and the implications are so obvious. You can just keep talking about this forever and it will stay relevant and you don't have to change your spiel. So
right. Which I wanted to move on, but I went to a catering gig and we were going upstate and we were driving on the George Washington Bridge. And I remember at a time where there were no nets, but now they have nets. And funny thing is, it's just me. We can talk about it like briefly, or maybe not, just a story. And one of my one of my videos will talk about that, because I want to talk about taboo things that make people think and speak. I was offended. I said, we're not even free to kill ourselves. I was like, I know it's deep. It's deep. But I was just like, so I do not have the freedom to make my own choice for medicine. And I do not have the freedom to even kill myself if I wanted to.
Yep.
They're going to prevent me. So it's funny. Well, not funny. But I have three friends I remember who called me, who was talking about thoughts of suicide and they wanted to kill themselves. And I know it and they know it. You know, at the end of the call, what they tell me?
What?
Thank you for not being cliche. Tell me, it gets better. Oh, don't do it. Live for other people. All the cliche quotes that we hear when it comes to suicide. You know what I told them? I listened to them. They talk for hours. I listen. I don't give them advice. I just listen and I ask questions and I tell them I'm going to be there for you, not only with words, but with my energy. And I was actually there for them. And then we end up talking about other things. And they tell me how they liked how, not exactly I'm telling them, hey, go ahead and do it, but in a sense of saying, you have that right.
Wow.
Because we do.
Yes.
Like, we were not, maybe someone can say you are choose to be born. Okay, that's another topic.
Yeah.
let's say if you did not have the choice to be born, but you certainly have that choice to die.
Yes.
And who is anyone? And that's a taboo thing, I know. Who is anyone? No one has the right to say. No one has the right to take your life, definitely. And no one has the right to say, you cannot die. You die on my terms. you die when I kill you. That's their term. And you die in misery. And I'm not a fan of most suicide preventions, because as I've noticed, a lot of suicide preventions is about, oh, it gets better, live for other people. Oh, what are you missing in life? A lover, a job, more money, etc. Yeah. And then do they help you get those? No. But right? They just give you talk. But let's say if they help you get those, then what else? And I think what cures those thoughts, and they're just my experience, I think is because depression and stress and misery that brings those things up. Because if you do not have depression, or you don't have mental illness, or you're not mentally unstable, or even not those terms, because I used to have a lot of suicide thoughts. And it's not because I was mentally unstable or I had mental illness, or even it had nothing to do with even things that happened in my life. Funny thing is, my suicide, well, when I was young, it was because I felt like a prisoner at my parents' house. I attempted it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Well, this was in my, I didn't want to stop you, but this has been in my head. It's like, well, you know, actually, I think one of the reasons why somebody want to kill themselves is because they feel so goddamn unfree. It's taking back power. That's what's attractive about suicide.
Yes. And then once you feel free, and it's funny you say that. I think we're like on the energy vibe here.
I live next to the George Washington Bridge, brother. I live a block and a half away from the George Washington Bridge, and it is one of the biggest suicide spots in New York area. You know, and so you know, and actually, a girl who used to live in this apartment jumped off that bridge, and I feel like one of the reasons I'm living here is to work with that fucking energy, man. And so, you know, I don't have a lot of experience with this topic, but like I'm fucking tuned in with on your fucking level, and you're more experienced. Let's be honest. Maybe it's just because I fucking live around here, and I buy a lot of like energy products to like insulate myself. But like, I feel like that's why I'm here, is because I'd be like crazy enough to buy those energy products to like help clear the fucking energy that's around here. Like, let me show you one. It's called the quantum.
I remember scalar, that guy.
Quantum scalar box, and then the pyramid on top. It fucking works, man. So like, you know, this shit you can buy to like, you know, clear the energy. Actually, the company that makes this and this, one of their stories is they moved to an area in Africa, and it had this beautiful seaside place with a cave, and land was mysteriously cheap, beautiful area, and the wife just started getting all these night terrors and was screaming in her sleep all the time. And then they talked to like somebody local, and it's like, oh yeah. So the reason why property was so cheap is this cave used to be a place where they held slaves, and many people died in that cave. And you know, the bullshit is still hanging around. The vibes are still hanging around. So they ended up, because they knew about this technology, they ended up making their own clearing pyramids, and they slept good. It fixed it.
Yeah, I remember you did a little, I don't know what to call it, a seance, or maybe a, what would you call it?
I don't do seances, mate. I don't do seances.
No, not seance. You did a little thing when I visited you with that guy. What would you call
that? Oh, you know, probably, did I use the wand?
Yeah, you had a wand, and you had me either hold this box or I had it next to me. But it was awesome. Like, everyone, my Santa is an awesome guy, and I'm not saying to kiss ass. I think about it too. Like, he's super awesome. Yeah.
Thank definitely. You. We're just moving energy.
Yeah.
We're liberating and then moving energy, so it's stuck, right? So you need to kind of shake it, mm-hmm. and then it loosens.
Uh-huh.
And then you move it out through the the inherent energy pathways. And all this stuff is done best intuitively and with products that are made with love, care, and intelligence by people who are dealing with real issues, which exist. So I'm one thing that's good about me is I'm not afraid to buy stuff from people who have way more experience than me, which in this space, there's a lot of fear of purchasing stuff. But fundamentally, it comes down to I trust people who have way more experience than me, and I intuit I can trust, and I intuit it deserves a place in my life. That's why I'm very indebted to a person called Brother Sage for teaching about urine therapy. Anyway, that's my trick, is I don't have such a limited sense of who I am that I'm willing to invite many, 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 many things into my life and just try it. Like we were talking about, just try it.